My brothers and sisters in Christ, our Lord shows that people who are in the world and know about money are even able to sell something as small and as insignificant as a sparrow. And he says to us that God knows the value of that sparrow, and that we are more valuable even than that. He knows us through and through, even in our littleness, in what seems insignificant to the world. The world passes us by. We have something greater in being called his children, in being sent by him, in knowing who Jesus is. The world can pass by us and say we are insignificant, but it's a bit foolish to call somebody who knows Christ and lives in union with Christ insignificant. Our Lord he knows us through and through. He says he even knows the numbers of our hairs on our head. And so we should have no fear. Do not be afraid, Jesus says to us, to do what I tell you to do, to follow me, to pursue me, to come after me. We don't have to have a doctoral degree in order to follow Christ. And one of the people who would explain this to us very powerfully would be St. Bonaventure himself, who is a doctor of the church. He wrote many books, explained the faith, especially defended the Immaculate Conception of our Blessed Mother. But St. Bonaventure would be critical of those who think they have to follow Christ just by reading books or getting degrees. He revealed to us the great power and the great entryway into Christ's life and what he did in order to know Christ, and that was to look at especially the crucifix. We keep that crucifix before our eyes at all times, because in the crucifix, the image of Christ crucified is all wisdom. We see how valuable we truly are. No one can say that we're insignificant. When we know Christ and what he did for us on the cross. And so St. Bonaventure encourages us today to look to him and to remember the value that Christ has given to us. To know the love that Christ has for us. That knowledge gives us every ability to stand firm in faith when we are challenged, when we are in need. To know that Christ comes to us. And so let's pray for that grace today, to know that we're not insignificant in the face of the world that challenges us, in the midst of our difficulties and even our temptations. He knows us. And we can see that in Christ crucified. St. Bonaventure teaches us that. Let's pray for that grace today, to be able to recognize Christ and to know our value, especially as we come to him and receive him now in the gift of the Holy Eucharist. We prepare our hearts to receive him now.